So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion of the undesirability of making the Darm, particularly regarding Nazirois. Amar Abaya, Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon, Reb Lazar HaKaper, Kulon Shita Achasen, Din Nazir Chaytahava. They all agree that a Nazir is considered a sinner. Shimon HaTzadik. In the previous staff, the Gemara cites a Brisa which quotes, Shimon HaTzadik, Amar Shimon HaTzadik, I never ate from the sacrificial meat of an Ashim Nazir Tameh because, as the Gemara later explains, they initially take upon themselves Naziris as a form of tshuva. However, they regret it when they become Tameh and have to recount the days, and it becomes too burdensome. Shem HaTzadik mentions an exception of one Nazir whose Naziris was completely L'Shem Shemayim. The Ran points out, and Shimon HaTzadik said about him, "Bini, kamoicha yirbu nazir naziris b'Yisrael." As the pasuk says, "Ish kiyafli linder neder nazal hazla Hashem." The naziris must be l'shem Shemayim. Based on the above reasoning, the Ram points out that Shimon HaTzadik considers only a nazir tummy to be chayte. However, the other two Tanoim consider every Nazir Chayte. Rib Shimon, the Gemara cites a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says, Chasidim harishayim hayu misavin lahevi karban chatas, lafi she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yedeim. The early Chasidim desired to bring a karban chatas because they never had the opportunity since Hashem would protect them from doing an aver b'shegig. Therefore, ma hayu oisin, aimdin u'misnadvin naziris lamakim. They would accept naziris, and this way they would have to bring a karban chatas like every Nazir. Reb Shimon disagrees and says, Lo nadru bin Nazir, kadesh lei karu chaytin, shenemer b'chit ba'olav me'asher chata ala nefesh. They would not accept Naziris upon themselves because they would be considered sinners. Reb Elazar HaKapa b'Rebbe agrees with Reb Shimon and explains the above pasuk, V'chi b'ezer nefesh chata zeh, ela shetzir atzmei minayayin. A Nazir is considered to be a chayte because he caused himself distress by having to abstain from drinking wine. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah, which presents cases of kinuyin nedarim, where a person did not use the regular word for a neder, but a word that is similar to it. Zak the Mishnah, ha'omer kainim kainich kainis, hare elu kinuyin lekarbon. The words kainim, kainich, kainis are halachically the same as saying carbon. Cherek, cherev, cherech, hare elu kinuyin lecherim. The words cherek, cherech, cheref are the same as saying cherim. Nazik, nazich, paziach, hare elu kinuyin lenaziris. The words nazik, nazich, paziach are the same as saying nazir. Shvusa, shkuka, nadur b'mayhi, hare elu kinuyin l'shvua. The words shvusa, shkuka, and if a person says, I am taking the nedur of mayhi, which refers to the shvua of Moshe Rabbeinu, it is the same as a shvua. The Gemara begins by explaining what are kinuyin. Rabbi Yechanan says, Lashon Umesein. These are words that are used in languages other than Lashon HaKadosh. Rish Lakish says, Lashon Shabbat Ulem Chacham Lias Noidubay. These are words that the Chacham made for people to use for the Darm. The reason the Chacham made these words is Deloy Lema Carbon, that a person should not say Carbon Chayrim Naziris Vishuah, because if a person says Carbon, he might come to say Carbon Lashem, and if he says Carbon Lashem, he might come to just say Lashem. And that would be Moitzi Shem Shemayim L'Batala, mentioning the name of Hashem in vain. The Gemara presents a related machlokes regarding kinuye kinuyin. If a person used a word which is similar to a kinuy, which is itself merely similar to the original word, Beishameh says the neder is valid. Beis Hillel says the neder is not valid. The Gemara originally wants to connect this machlokes to the machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Beishameh, who says that kinuye kinuyin are valid, holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that kinuyin are lashon umes ha'olam, and therefore any word that is used by the people would make a valid neder. And Beis Hillel, who says that kinuyin are not valid, holds like Rish Lakish that kinuyin are lashon shabbat alim chachamim, and therefore only the words that the chacham chose would make a valid neder. However, the Gemara proceeds to explain that we are able to say that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel follow the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, who the halacha follows, that kinuyin are lashon umes ha'olam, and the machlekes is either Beis Shammai holds Bahani Nami Mishtoi Umais. The Umais also use Kinuy Kinuyin, and therefore they are also valid. And Beis Hillel holds Baha Bahani Loi Mishtoi Umais. it's not from the original language and it is not used often enough, and therefore they are not considered to be a legitimate part of Lashon Umas Ha'olam. Or we can say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that Kinuyin Kinuyin are not a legitimate part of Lashon Umas Ha'olam. And the Machlokes is Beis Shammai holds Gazrinan Kinuyin Kinuyin Mishum Kinuyin. We make a gzeret to Kinuyin Kinuyin so that a person doesn't come to use a regular Kinuy and mistakenly think it's not a neder. And Beis Hillel holds L'gazrinan Kinuyin Kinuyin Mishum Kinuyin. We do not make a gzeret to Kinuyin Kinuyin. The Gemara proceeds to present words that are valid Kinuyin Kinuyin and some that are not valid.